Blog Talk Radio.
Pilar says, "Hello."
I think we're on the air. Okay, people, welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We've had some technical issues, but we're here. So hope you guys are all doing well. I'm Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to our One Question Reading Show. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you can just give us a call or email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or any feedback about the show. If you're wanting to set up a goddess, a divine goddess party with Marie and Beth, the same thing, email divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you're wanting individual readings, you can contact Marie at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-4136. And we do have a website. Go check it out sometime. We'd appreciate it. It's divinegoddessradio.com, and we would absolutely be so honored and giddy. If you went to our Facebook page, we would love to see it go to 500 people. We've been doing this for, what, how long have we had a Facebook page?
A couple years.
We'd like to see if you get to the 500 mark.
We're close. But just, you know, keep liking it.
If you guys could help us get to that, we would be so appreciative. So welcome, everybody. And this is just the new moon. Isn't this the shadow part of it?
God.
The crazy part.
Did I tell you what the energy is like? I couldn't even get on the computer. Isn't that weird?
Anyway,
that's what we're going through. Some really strange energy. All that lovely Scorpio new moon that we're experiencing. So hang in there.
This is what the Scorpions have to go through.
People, yeah.
It's like, well, you poor things, I have a newfound respect
for you. My daughter is Scorpio, and she's
like,
good God. She has to go through, but it's supposed to be getting better. But, you know, this week is about releasing. So release and heal, release and heal.
Definitely family stuff is coming up for people. I've had more people calling me in crisis mode. It's like, I'm going through my own. God, if it wasn't for my sense of humor, I'm telling you. I'd be put over the edge.
So why don't we just jump in and pull the cover? We're just going to jump in because you all figured out what the energy is like. So let's just get our first caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Who are you talking to?
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey. You guys are hilarious and you have great energy. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. What was your first name again?
Tina.
Is there a question or a comment that you have?
I have a question. I would like to know about my relationship with my amazing boyfriend, Sean.
Is Sean John's in on with Tina?
Sean.
You're going through a transitional period right now, and if you both work on your stuff, you all both have individual stuff and couples. Within 3 months, you're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not as gloomy as you may feel that it is.
What I'm feeling is John is very much a teacher for you. So,
Sean.
Sean is very much a teacher for you. So there's a lot of lessons that are being learned in this relationship. But it's not like a hopeless thing. There are things that both of you, as Beth said, can work on to get to the next stage.
Exactly, right through what everybody else's relationships are being worked on, so you can go into a deeper level. That's all it is. You guys will get through it. As long as you guys do your work and just don't say, that's it, I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at it and know, ride the wave. So pretend you're on a surfboard and you're mastering the wave.
Okay. Oh, so that's why he was being quiet?
Yes.
Okay, well, he was getting it.
Mm-hmm. You have to remember, this energy is bringing up his stuff that's unresolved internally, your stuff that's coming up, and then your together stuff, your couple stuff. So you guys will get through this as long as nobody personalizes anything.
Well, oh, okay. Yeah, he was moving really fast. He just got divorced, and he wanted us to move in together. And I was like, wait, hold on, slow down. So you're right.
Yeah. And this energy will do that. It'll pull the reins, so to speak, on all of us. Like you're riding a horse, you know, and you pull the reins, and it stops you for a second. Because you have to go in and look at the whole picture, not just the immediate. And we really have to do a lot of healing and a lot of hearing and clearing of past words.
You say healing of past words?
Cords. So any cords and attachments that are from the past, C-O-R-D-L. That can be healed and resolved, so that can be left in the past so that you can move forward.
Oh, okay.
You're bringing a new relationship into the new one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who is you saying? Are you saying both of us is doing that or he's doing that?
I'm hearing both. I'm hearing both, too.
Oh, wow.
Because he's in a teaching capacity, so what he's doing is he's also mirroring you so that you look at the same issues you have so you can release them as well.
That's beautiful. Oh, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So look at this as a learning experience and say, okay, what lessons am I supposed to be looking at here? And so what is being shown to me? What can I do so both of us can clear it so that we can move on?
Oh, that's true. But why was he moving so fast?
Excitement, giddiness, just newness, you know, feeling a connection.
Okay, I agree with that. Oh, okay. Woo. Oh, okay. I agree with that. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Okay, are you going to repeat your number again, or is it on the website?
It's on the website. Yes, divinegoddessradio.com.
Okay, both of your numbers are there, the 651s.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
Nina. Welcome. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's grab our next caller. Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Catherine, calling from the Bay Area.
Hi, Catherine. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, just a question about maybe things I would like to accomplish before the end of the year is over. Like I just moved and I feel I've done a lot this year, but I still feel I need to do more. I was like, I do appreciate what I've done, but I'm also kind of negative as well. Like, oh, I haven't done enough. So, you know, just I want to clear that up.
Okay. So you're kind of where everybody else is right now. I mean, you're right on it. You know, what specifically? I'm giving Marie the look like, what specifically is she asking for?
I guess if there's some fears I need to clear up or what can I do before the end of the year?
You know what? Seriously, your energy feels really good. And from what I see, there's probably some relationship stuff from the masculine side that's still being examined, and it's outside interferences, and it could be people giving you feedback and just really decipher and discern the feedback that they're giving to you, and don't take it to your heart. So whatever that means, no matter what level, personal, whether it's professional coworkers, just let it be their feedback, and it's just an opportunity for you to really examine how you really feel about yourself and where you see yourself right now. Know that you're light, to demand your energy. Thank you. I can tell you've done your work.
Yeah, the also, last couple of years underneath everything.
Yeah, I see, you know, your feet were in the mud before, and now they're standing on top of the mud, which means you really pulled up. So,
right,
which is good. But like I say, you are really, you're following the energies just like everybody else. I mean, as a light worker, you are where you're supposed to be, and clarity will be coming in. So
that's
just
what's
keep
missing,
doing your work. Yeah, do your work, but don't get, just put your manifestation out there and put it out there very positively and get out of your way. Don't dwell on it.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Why isn't it happening?
Right.
Put it out and keep putting out the same thing, and you'll see the clarity start returning.
Great.
Can you update your journal? You guys are saying update your journal.
No, I don't. I think about it, but I don't put a pen to paper.
Well, right. Because that's going to help you with your manifestation. So really putting out the I am, not I want or I need, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's already been. It's already there. But write it down.
Write it.
So you're getting the same message that I am.
Yeah, we're all getting the same message.
Well, you're doing really good, Catherine. You're doing
really well.
Thank you.
Well, that's great. I needed a little... Oh, that's great.
So thank you for
all
having
right.
us,
thank
please.
You very much. All right. Well, thanks for the show.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dee Dee. And
hi, Dee Dee.
I have a question. Hi, I have a question about an old friend that I just got back in contact with recently, and he said that he's waiting for me. We both have like a connection a long time ago and been keeping in touch off and on. I'd like to see how you think that this whole thing will pan out or how he truly feels.
Okay. What's your friend's name, first name?
So his name is Brett, B-R-E-T-T.
Brett, okay. Brett. Is Brett a cowboy by any chance?
Like, oh, he loves all that kind of music and stuff. He's not a cowboy, though. He probably is.
Okay. I just see him wearing cowboy boots and a hat, so I'm like, is he a cowboy? But he just likes, the country stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing that this is not the individual for you there's going to be another gentleman that's going to be coming into your life within 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm hearing for Brett that he's on the rebound right now.
Yeah.
This is a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
It's opening up you, kind of you coming in and seeing you, oh, look, there is a man out there. He may not be the one, but he's showing you what is out there for you in preparation for the person coming in.
Can you give me any information about the one that's coming in?
Heart-to-heart, this one is going to be a heart-to-heart connection, very true heart-to-heart connection.
The next one's going to have black hair. Looks like black hair. Either that or brown, dark brown, because what I'm seeing is black.
You guys are going to have a lot of things in common, almost like a serendipity.
Mm-hmm.
When you meet, it's serendipitous is what the word I'm hearing. Yeah, very much heart-to-heart connection. You're going to connect so quickly and so deeply.
This other individual is very well-dressed, very well-mannered. And he's going to be full of surprises, nice surprises, full of nice surprises.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
His energy is very, very gentle. His energy is very gentle. Business, he's very serious, but other than that, he's very down-to-earth.
You'll be amazed at the way he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
It's
really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Do I meet him at work, or how would they meet him?
No, it's going to be an event. An event. And it feels like you're going to be going to a Christmas event.
Hmm. Okay.
You might even be going somewhere that's Christmas-related even in January. Even in January.
And interestingly enough, I'm hearing that it's going to revolve around something to do with coffee. I don't know if there's a discussion or... something to do with coffee. I keep hearing coffee. So, I don't know.
Okay.
So just accepting all invitations from friends and colleagues.
Okay.
And if you get having to be somewhere at a certain time by yourself, then don't be afraid to go somewhere by yourself either.
Yeah, even if you have, even if it's at a coffee shop that you're like, oh, I've never seen this shop before, let me go in.
Yeah.
Do you have a name?
It's somewhere that's going to have a Christmas theme, a Christmas theme. So it's going to be during the holidays.
Yeah.
So it's either during Christmas time or right after, and they haven't taken down the Christmas stuff yet. So just be open.
Do you have like a name in mind?
Of the person?
Of the place?
Yeah.
Of the, place?
Of the new person? What is his name? Do you get a reading as to what his name might be?
I don't get names very often.
I mean, believe it or not, I'm hearing Steve, but don't get caught up on the name, but I'm hearing it loud and clear, Steve.
Okay. All right. I'll keep my eyes out, I guess.
There you go. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 347-327-9360. And it's one question reading, please.
All right. Let's grab our next caller. Hi there, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Pat. I'm calling from Connecticut. First time caller. Enjoying
awesome.
Your show.
Welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. What can we do for you? What's your question?
I've been pretty stressed out. I became got a CNA license in May, and in the past year, I've had 3 jobs. None of them have been working out. This the one I'm at. Is okay, but I think they'll be putting the gentleman somewhere else. And I'm stressed just about doing this again, moving. It's a live-in position, so worried about can you see another job coming? I have a dog that has to come with me. So.
Okay.
And how long will I be at this job? Just whatever you pick up on would be great.
Did you say you're from Connecticut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you considered the possibility of just working in nursing homes but not as a live-in?
Not really, but it's going to be difficult for me to pay rent, but I'm wondering if I'm going to have to take a room and then, you know, work just during the day. I'd prefer...
It feels like you are going to have to take a room. I know you don't want to do it, but it's going to be shifting you, and that's the whole purpose of this.
It's going to be what? It's going to be what?
It feels like you will be renting a space of your own. It seems like you're going to rent the space of your own. So get out of the way of going, well, how's that going to happen? Because there's going to be a new job that's going to be...
I'm going to look in assisted living facilities or nursing homes where you would just work during the day, you know, like a full-time day job.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely see a full-time coming up for you, full-time job, which is going to take care of all your worries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've never not been without my dogs. I find it really difficult to leave my dogs so much. I've never done that. I've actually been on disability until this past year. So these are like huge steps, and unfortunately, it's not been working out so great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, what I'm seeing for you is that you'll be renting a, like a room in a house.
Yeah.
Space in a house, like a private home, but not where you'll be doing the nursing. And then your dog, you know, will be in that environment. And then you'll leave and go to work and come back.
Okay. That really bums me out. Do you see me doing that for a long time? Do you see me being happy doing that? I can't imagine. I'd never have a desire to work in a nursing home.
Well, you know, the happiness has to do with, that's a free will choice. That's up to you whether or not you're going to be happy with that. You have to decide that. And believe it or not, your dog will be fine. Your dog will be fine.
Okay.
But I know it's something that's new for you, so that has to do with change, but be open to the change.
It is new, but remember, look at it this way, because you're there to spread service and to help someone who's less fortunate than you. So by you going in and helping, you know, someone in a nursing home or assisted living, just you will be brightening up their day. So it'll be good for both of you.
You know what? I'm wondering, they're going to send him to assisted living, and they've talked about the possibility of me moving in a separate apartment. Do you see that happening? His name, well, I probably shouldn't say that on the air, but they talked about that.
Don't say his full name to keep his confidentiality. Well, you know, that could be a possibility. That's definitely a possibility. Yeah, go in and go have the discussion. Have the discussion with his caretaker and see if that's a possibility. Because
no, they already brought it up, and I've sort of not considered it. I didn't think it was going to happen. But what you're describing, I'd be happy. Mm-hmm. I'd be really happy to go with him.
Yep. So keep the discussion going and further the discussion.
Okay.
And you know, if you can't get a place to live in the assisted living facility, then look for someone who's renting out a space in their home.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies. First time, I enjoy you both. And I never get the reminders from Blog Talk, but I'll try to remember when you're on and call again. Thanks so much.
If you follow us on the page, you click the follow button, you'll get the reminder.
No, I don't. I do follow, and even some of the shows have reminders, and I'm not getting that, and I'm logging in, and I can't reach Blog Talk to find out why. It's just all of a sudden I'm getting zero reminders.
Oh, well, maybe it's something on Blog Talk page.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you. I'll look for you again. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, what's your question?
Well, my question today is I just moved here and I'm starting a new job, and I'm going to be bartending at a new steakhouse minutes down the road from where I live. And I just kind of wanted to get I get a good feeling about the establishment and my role, and I just kind of wanted to see if there's validation for that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have good times. There are good times. A lot of networks. It's going to lead into more profitable opportunities, I hear. So it's going to be people that you're going to encounter there, and business will come to you. Business opportunities will come to you.
Do you do stuff with the financial aspect in that restaurant?
I had been in commercial finance since 2006.
Okay.
And had some very large deals and so forth kind of fall by, you know, when the economy crashed, you know, back in 2008 or whatever, I thought I was going to retire. And that put the kibosh on that. And then a few other things after that, when I kind of picked myself back up and got back on the horse, you know, some larger deals fell apart. But I was thinking of getting my real estate license. And after the first of the year.
I keep hearing, though, for you to stay in some kind of financial business. I mean, financial business is coming
through loud and clear, and they're saying, don't give up.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, there is a connection. Yeah, there is a connection. My friend of mine and her husband just moved to Bahrain, which is, you know, in the an island in the Middle East, and he's a world-class Arabian horse trainer, so that's obviously where his work is at with that type of money. So I knew they were in oil, and then I asked her, you know, what else are they into? And she says, came back to me and says they own banks. So I was like, oh, interesting.
Okay.
So I was wondering if maybe there was a connection of what sub-relevance of what I did previously, and then using them as a financial resource to fund projects, you know, different things like that.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be doing stuff with a connection with them, with the financial aspect of it. So,
okay.
So going to transpire from that is still in the works.
Yeah, because what I'm hearing is that your background is what's going to propel you forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that not to leave that, not to discount it, but to keep it fresh and keep yourself updated so that you're well-informed in what's going on, because that's where you're going to be going back. It's all leading you back into that field. And I keep hearing financial institutions, so possibly it could be something to do with one of their banks.
Yes. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Because I had to figure that all that work was for naught.
Right. Yeah, and what you're doing now, what you're doing now is fine. It pays the bills, but you're also building a network, building your connections. You continue to grow connections. It's like I see you, and you have so many different, if you look on a map, what I'm seeing is, when you look on if you're on the airplane and you look at one of those magazines from the airline, and it shows a hub with all these lines coming out to the. That's what I see you as, the hub and all these lines coming out.
Well, that industry definitely had me work, communicating with people in Europe, Asia, India, all that. So that's very interesting.
So keep in front of your contacts.
Yep.
And plus the area that I'm in, there's a 5-star resort, so we get a lot. Well, there's a lot of money, let alone all the Hollywood stuff from LA. Come out here because they can kind of escape the whole rigmarole of LA.
Yeah, but so when you said Hollywood, the guys are saying no, keep to business connections, not Hollywood connections.
Mm. Okay.
Because you want to keep high ethics.
Awesome.
And just for the actors and actresses also.
I'm just talking in
the industries, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Nobody, it feels like you're going to be very, very prosperous out there. So just keep doing what you're doing. Keep an open mind, and you're going to be amazed at how things fall in your lap. It will be easy. It will be easy for you.
Well, that's what I've been waiting for.
Yep. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, ladies.
Hey,
absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. I'm going to take a question from the chat room. And the question is from Life Choice. And the question is, hello, is there anyone as a companion I'm going to meet soon? So... Oh, I heard yes right away. I'm hearing within 2 months.
Is this a female? Is this, what was it, a
life
choice? Is this a female that's asking?
Life choice, are you male or female? You can just type it in the chat room. And while we're waiting,
I'm assuming it's a female. Because if it's not a female, I'm hearing there's a female. That's where I'm going. Is this a male or a female? And hey, whatever. There's definitely no judgment on my end.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. It's got to be a female. Yes.
Both a female. Okay, so it's a female. Yes.
Okay.
Are you blonde? I just want to see if I'm seeing you correctly. Are you blonde or light-colored hair? You can type that into the chat room as well, either yes or no. They're going, I'm at work and I can't let anybody know that I'm doing this. Anyways, there is a male that's coming into your...
No.
Okay, so then I'm seeing a blonde coming into your life. Okay, you know what it is? I'm seeing a blonde female that's coming into your life, but this is going to be an individual that you're going to meet the male from, because I see a darker-haired guy, gentleman, that's with him, and he looks like he's built. And I would even go to say as that he does weightlifting, and he's very serious about his weightlifting.
Yeah, and I'm hearing it's going to be do you go to the gym? Because I'm hearing it's going to be a connection through a gym.
And he's going to be more of a serious individual, a shorter stature. It feels like he's going to be a little bit shorter than you are, but be okay with that. But he's going to have a phenomenal personality, the one-on-one with the he'll be very, very true to you. He's a very savvy businessman, and he's very much into his health, The only thing I can see is that he's a little bit into his body, too. I mean, oh, that's nice, because I see this big, big, bulky guy. But be okay with that. Be okay with that, because he's going to treat you like the world. So, I was going to say, I don't get names. Don't get caught up in the names. I heard Sam. So, again, don't go, oh, that's not Sam. Because then you can cut it off, but that's what I'm hearing. So, there you be. So, thank you for writing in life. My choice.
Yep. Thank you so much. All right. Get back to the callers. All right. Hello there. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Washington.
And what's your name?
Hello?
Hello.
Alicia.
What's your name?
Alicia? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Alicia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, let me take you off speaker. Let me...
Okay.
Okay. Come on. There we go. Yeah, I was actually calling for my friend because he's like going through hard times and stuff. So, is it okay that I just pass him the phone?
Sure.
Or, yeah. Tracy? Is Tracy right there? Huh? Tracy? Here. Okay. Okay. Or do you want to do it? Remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
Just ask him a question. That's his phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, I have several questions, but today, let's see. My allergy, my eyes. I'm waking up with. I guess you call it sleep in your eyes, and I don't know. I've never had that before, and my eyes are burning really bad.
So you want
are
to
you
know
there?
What's going on in your eyes?
Yeah.
Are you been exposed to anything unusual?
No. I'm HIV positive, so I struggle with all kinds of things, but. This seems to be the latest manifestation of whatever.
Well, with issues with your eyes, it's all about changing perception. So changing how you the world. I'm hearing that signs are being presented to you, but you're not looking at them. So
okay.
Take a look. You know, journal. If you're noticing signs, if you're seeing things coming through, you know, same
mm-hmm.
time coming, write it all down, journal it, so that you can get the
okay.
message. Okay. But
okay.
Yeah, it's all about changing perception. So you're changing the way you look at the world, and you're being given the signs, and your body's reacting. Some of work,
yeah.
Go a minute clinic, and just to get them checked out, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, no, I haven't been exposed to any chemicals or anything like that, but I don't know what the hell.
Are
so I'll do that. I'll write it down.
just like the crusty part when you wake up.
What, ma'am? I didn't hear you.
Are your eyes red? Your physical eyes, are they red?
Yes, yes.
Are they?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're red, bloodshot. Yeah.
Haven't introduced any form of new environments into your life?
Anything really
new,
no.
That you're
clothes,
your skin?
Oh, I've been going to court, and that's a new place, and there's been a significant amount of stress.
Okay. You know, this is what we suggest always when people have physical symptoms, because you want to make sure, A, you want to rule out there's anything physically going on. So go get your eyes checked out, you know, by a doctor or a clinic.
Right.
And if they can't find anything wrong, that's where you start looking at your spiritual messages. So
Yeah. Start
looking at, you know, what are you, you know, are you starting to change the way you look at the world? Are you looking at, okay, I need to change my life because what I'm not doing right now is working? So
Right. Those
are all things you need to examine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just now getting the... I didn't know what show she was talking about, and now I do. So I appreciate it, and I do like the show. So
okay, well you're very.
I'll take care of it. I'll write some things down. Maybe I'll call back another time.
Okay, remember, Tracy, there are no accidents, so that you're always led to where you need to go. With your message, okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Okay, guys, if you want to call in, 347-327-9360. And grab our next caller. Hi there, you're on the air. Who is here? Where are you from?
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Doing great.
So who are we talking to?
Rosemaria.
What can we do for you?
I have a lot on that side, I guess. Work, finances. So whatever you can pick up on that one and when.
Okay. Okay. Work and finances. What are we picking up? Maria, where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Okay. New Jersey. Work. Okay. First thing I'm hearing is that you're kind of putting a block on yourself. So, let's see about that. There's too much worry right now, so it's stopping some stuff that's coming in. That's causing undue hardship. I'm hearing that you need to go in and examine your relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
Examine your relationship with money, and you can do that through journaling and just see what your belief systems are on money. And also, don't be afraid to do temporary work, you know, join a temporary agency, because it doesn't matter right now what the job is, as long as your bills are getting paid, and that will help reduce some of your worry. Because you need to clear that up before the end of the year so that you can start the new year fresh. And really put out what you're looking for. Be very clear as to the career path that you want. Because right now I'm feeling that you're very jumbled and you're, I could do this, I don't know if I want to do this, I don't know if I do that. So be very clear what it is that you want. Because when we're very unsure and we're going, but I think, it stalls us in the universe. I'm actually hearing for you to get a job, a waitress job, because it's something that you know it is not going to last forever. And so you're not going to feel confined in it. You don't have to worry about becoming attached to it. And so you'll be able to sit here and bring in the money to pay off, you know, the bills that will calm down your ego, your head, that's making you stressed and worried. And then meanwhile, you're going to be able to really figure out what it is that you want to do and move forward on.
Oh, I have that. I'm clearing what I want where I want it, and it's just not coming fast enough for me to work.
Oh, patience, right? You know, this whole month is about manifestation and really being clear on what we want. So, and we're all in that same boat. It's not coming as fast, but it's for us to be very, very, very clear on what it is that we want and letting the universe say, nope, I'm not diverting from this. This is what I want, and this is what I'm going to manifest.
Gotcha.
So there you go. There you go, Marie. Maria.
Sorry?
Like I said, there you go. So sit with that, act on that, and then give us a call later and see how it goes. And keep us updated.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, thank you for calling me on.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk about the energy.
The energy?
Let's talk more about them. So people can sit here and relate that are going through it, because I know it's not just kicking my
butt. It's kicking everybody's butt right now. I mean, we're just the new moon, you know. So here's the energy of November. We had 11-11, which 11-11 is a portal for manifestation. And it fell on the same day as the Scorpio new moon. Scorpio is very intense. It's all about transformation. It's about really everybody's psychicness has, you know, the portals are open, the veils are thin, we're getting messages. But it's also challenging us because it's bringing up the very, very deep, deep issues. And so if you haven't dealt with anything deep, if you have dealt with all the deep stuff, it's still whatever is residual is going to come up, and just so you can examine it and be done with it. Relationships are being really questioned and tested. You know, if you're in a romantic relationship, Scorpio does reveal a lot of the masks fall away, the illusions fall away. And that all comes after the last 2 months of September and October. So everything that was being revealed came to a head in December. So we're all really feeling the fallout of that. But, you know, this is a great time to make your decisions. The manifestation portals are open right now. So be very clear what you want. If it doesn't feel right, if it feels like it doesn't serve your highest and best purpose, then let it go. Stop hanging on. I think a lot of people are just hanging on because they're comfortable and they don't, you know, maybe they're afraid of change, but we're all being pushed out of our comfort zone, but it's only to get us to where we need to go. And this is actually came up a lot in my readings on Saturday. It's all about, okay, clearing the slate. We're going to clear the slate before the end of December so we can start January on a fresh note and be very, very clear where we're going so that we can zoom. Because this year is an 8 year. 8 year is abundance. We've all been gathering up, okay, what is going to give us abundance? What is going to give us abundance? We're all identifying that. Next year. Next year is a 9, which is completion. So it's completion of this abundant year. So be very clear so that next year it can be completed and we can actually, my plan is to just see my bank account grow. I mean, literally, I can see the dollar bill. They're right there. They're flowing. It's flowing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're being challenged. I mean, look at the events of the last 2 days. Nationwide, we're being challenged. The dark will always challenge us, but it's up to us to keep our light going, keep it strong, and keep it resonating throughout the world to let the darkness know, hey, we're not taking this. We are going to prevail no matter what, and we're not going to let you take over. So, you know, every time there's a tragedy, that's right. Look at how people come together.
Feed the love, do not feed and starve the fear. Starve the fear and feed the love.
Right. Because that's
everybody's mantra right now.
Absolutely. Because if you allow the fear to take over, then that's their purpose. And if you don't and you say, you know what, screw this. You're not gonna scare us, you're not gonna let us stop living.
No.
We will all band together. The whole world is one. That's the message.
Because that also means that we're not upset about what happened. What happened is happening, we cannot undo it.
So it's sending love and light to everybody that's involved and not sitting here going, we need to go get them. We need to do something bad to them. Because then you're adding. That's exactly what they want. They want that fear. They want people to be upset. They want people to be unhappy, which is a sad event. But no matter what, we have no control over it. We can't change it. But we can sit here and have complete accountability and responsibility for how we choose to respond to it. We're looking at it from a higher perspective, knowing that's what it is. It's the darkness trying to come in to keep you down, knock you down, because it knows you are that close to getting what it is that you've been searching for so long. So stay in the light, stay in the love.
Right. And remember, I'm going to say this, terrorism has no color and has no religion.
No.
Keep that in mind, guys. Keep that in mind and send your love and your light to everybody. Regardless.
How fun it from American women.
You know what? You cut a person open. It doesn't matter who you are, what religion, what color.
Uh-huh.
We're all of the same inside. We look the same inside.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Keep that message. Keep it, keep it, keep it. Keep the love going.
Keep the love. God, I wish I could sing a beautiful song right now. I'm really honest, you do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, John Lennon's song, Imagine. Just keep playing that over and over. Can't be more timely than it is now.
I know.
So.
Well, you know, we don't have any more readers, but I think this is a good time.
Okay.
But we have one more reader, sorry. I apologize.
Okay. I guess they just wanted to listen, so. Anyway, guys,
we're going to say journal.
Yeah.
Spend time outside.
Right, and really reflect within yourself. That's what everybody needs to do. And, you know, if you're on Facebook, join every single free healing and meditation group that you can. There's a lot of people doing them because the more people involved, the more the consciousness grows and the more the love gets spread throughout the planet. And that's what we need. We are going to be taking a break next week for Thanksgiving.
Woo-hoo!
So I want you guys, you know, be thankful. Think about what you're grateful for. Put the gratefulness out to the universe.
Yeah.
And
we're grateful to all of you for listening. Thank you.
We thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll catch you after Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.